Hello, guys, and welcome to The Nacho Show. This is Ignacio Valdez here from the beautiful Ogden, Utah. It is actually raining, and we'll talk more about that. So today, we're going to talk about something that is super, super important, and it is who are we up against? We are going to talk about how is it that us as conservatives, we do have the right tools and we do have the right courage to overcome the evil genius that we have never heard before. And we have a great guest today, and we will talk more about this here and more at The Nacho Show. All right, beautiful Ogden, Utah. Today is October 25th. Happy birthday to me here in a couple more days. And I guess I had to tout my horn here. But anyway, thank you so much for being here today. It is definitely a pleasure. And today we have a great guy today as a guest, and his name is Mark Herr. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, Nacho. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, it's definitely a pleasure to have you here today. So we're going to go ahead and talk more about your work. And also, we will go ahead and talk more about the Red Pill Expo. We will have this expo here in November, I think in the November 12th. And so we would invite everybody to come join us to this fantastic event. So, and you're going to be a speaker there.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to be there in Salt Lake City in November for the Red Pill Expo. Super excited to come to Utah to talk to folks about the illusion and compare it to reality and figure out what we can do to bring more liberty and freedom and prosperity and innovation and creation to all of humanity.
Agree 100%. You mentioned something that really caught my eye, and really what is going on right now is there's been a lot of delusion out there. Delusion about gender, delusion about how things should be here in America, and that is definitely bringing everything down. Mike, I have a lot of concerns, and you know, maybe you know, you can, you know, pitch in. Of course, you will, because you're a very intelligent guy, and that's why I have you here in my show. So, what are we up against? Why are we being pushed to believe idiocies here in America? What is the main purpose of that?
I guess what are we up against? I would say we're up against ourselves. The average American doesn't believe in the power of their own words. They believe that government is a person, and so they assign all that power to another human being, and what they say and what they mean ends up governing their lives. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the first thing. I think we're up against ourselves in America. We have diluted our own power of our own words. Mm-hmm. Words are extremely powerful. You can even see that from doing your own show and trying to communicate your ideas and meaning to other people around the world or in Utah. Uh-huh. And so I think that's the first critical thing is when we talk about what's wrong out there, first thing is to take a look at what's wrong here. And that's, am I diluting the power of my own words? I think the second part of your question is like, why is this happening in America? Right.
Yeah.
So the United States is a uniquely designed form of government, and I'm not going to preach a class on all that, but it's very unique. And what makes it unique is that it was meant to create an environment for each of you to explore the power of your words. Mm-hmm. And when you give that away, our form of government becomes diluted. So the first is we dilute the power of our own words. The second is our society was designed to give you an environment where you could explore the power of your words. So that form of government is extremely valuable. And it's not valuable to some people because they don't believe in the power of your words. They don't believe that you are smart enough, that you are intelligent enough, or that you should be given a platform in the first place because you're designed to be this, you know, lice, tick, deplorable, you know, producing slave class. When in fact, this country was designed, the system, I'm not talking about the problems that our country has had in the past, Nacho, like slavery and racism and all that crap. I think what we're at in the 21st century is our system of government, the way it was designed to empower you to discover and exploit the power of your words. And there are people who do not believe in that. So they're working to crash that system and stifle the power of your words.
Agree 100% with that. And they're trying to bring down the United States of America because just like you mentioned, we do have a very well-established style of government that benefits everybody here in America. And you can definitely agree to this and attest to this about what I'm going to say is that the United States of America was created just the same way that God created the earth. Okay, so the earth, you know, you plant a little seed and, you know, you plant it, you fertilize it, you water it, it grows. No, and the earth does not care who you are, you know, and that plant will grow. I mean, if you do something to that plant, it will definitely give you fruits. In America, you come here and, you know, just example, you know, you and I are both immigrants, right?
Yep. Yes.
You're an immigrant from England, and I'm an immigrant from Mexico. When you come to America, then you start up a business, you know, and if you fertilize that business, you know, if you maintain it and you grow it, it will give you fruits just the same way that, you know, whenever you plant a seed. And that's the beauty of America. That's a beautiful market that you can come here and then you can succeed. And that's why everybody wants to come. Now, you know, how the left, they usually are portraying America being this evil country that we're not the best and things like that. And then it's ironic to say, like, yeah, they say that it's not the best country in the world, but they want to bring all these immigrants here. That want a better place to live. You know what I mean?
That's because they know that financially the infrastructure of this nation can't handle that much immigration without some kind of a process or flow to it. You overwhelm the system, whether it's immigration, whether it's really crazy curriculum in schools, whether it's parents being cited and trespassed and arrested for coming to school board, you know what I mean? Eventually you create so much chaos in the system that it crashes. So it's not, you know, it's not about their love. And we love the immigrants. It has to do with, hey, come over here, chess pieces. We're going to use you to crash America. And tapping into their human nature, like, yeah, I want to come to America because of everything you described. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That definitely was an eye opener, right there. What you mentioned, they really want to crash America. I mean, you see these individuals that are in the Democrat Party and also Republicans. And I'm going to be very open about
this. I'm glad you said that because I was like, it's not just the left. There are people on the right who don't believe in the power of your words and your listeners' words. They don't, like Liz Cheney and others. They're willing to do crazy things to regular people rather than empowering them to find that success that they're being drawn to America for.
Exactly. And, you know, another, well, you mentioned Liz Cheney, and I agree with that. Another name that I'm going to bring up is our governor, Cox, Spencer Cox, here in the state of Utah. He's an enemy to our state. Yeah, he is following the wrong crowd. And I really am not very thrilled about that. So,
well, so Governor Cox is, we can start to analyze now, and we realize, wow, the power of my words, that makes sense. Yeah. I want to have an influence, because we do that all day. We talk like you and I are doing now. We're not official politicians, but we sure are practicing politics, using our words to influence each other. The other is there's people who don't believe in that. They don't believe you should be able to. That's why censorship, canceling, shadow banning, all that crazy stuff. Governor Cox is, I'm assuming, a Republican in the state of Utah.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, he is.
and he's doing things that are frustrating to you and some of the people in your community. When we take a look at where's that coming from, who's influencing Governor Cox? What's causing Governor Cox to look at you in the light of how Liz Cheney looks at you, or to treat you that way, or to use policies to kind of stifle you, or to downgrade, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, who's at that level, like you and me, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if their policies are frustrating the power of your words. And then treating you like you're some kind of abused spouse, right? And it's always your fault. You feel like you never can, like whatever you do, no matter what you say, you're an evil, deplorable or something. Okay, where's that coming from? What's the source of that? And I think it's important to identify the external influences in Governor Cox's life. Just like we have external influences, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. God. Right.
Yeah.
That's an external influence on Nacho's life. Right. And so he's going to say those things. It's important for us to also look at when people treat us this way, what are the external influences that are causing them to have that action or that reaction to us? And one particular thing, I'm sure there's many with Governor Cox, but I would encourage mm-hmm. your listeners to look into one specific influence, Okay. Now, Governor Cox had a particular response to the COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of years, and there, you had lockdowns and you had mandates and maskings and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Did he just like, you know what? I'm going to do all these things in Utah because there's this pandemic, and who planted the seed? Who gave him the policy? Who influenced him to take those actions? Have you ever considered mm-hmm. that? Has your audience ever considered who outside of Utah influenced our governor's COVID response? Just as one example. And I would encourage your listeners to look into the National Governors mm-hmm. Association. Okay, the National mm-hmm. Governors Association. Okay, right after COVID came into the United States, the first mm-hmm. state to lock down was Washington State. Have a Democrat governor, Jay Inslee. The second mm-hmm. state was Idaho, Republican governor, Brad Little. Well, mm-hmm. they did it within so many days of each other, like 11 days or something. But they're both two different parties, right? One's Republican, mm-hmm. one's Democrat. But they both implemented the exact same policy at the almost nearly the same time, Nacho. And wow. So when we realize, okay, who is influencing our governor's behavior?
China.
To treat us this way, right? There you go. Exactly. You start identifying those external influences, and that's when your community can say, wait a second, do we want to be influenced by those external influences and have our governor treat us this way or perform this way? And we seem like we can't do anything about it. Super important to identify those external influences.
I agree 100% with that. And, you know, if it quacks like a duck, and if it walks like a duck, then yeah, it is a duck.
It's got webbed feet like a duck. I noticed your state senator, Mike Lee, just said that about uh-huh. Who's the guy? Evan McMullen, I think.
Evan McMullen.
Yep. Yeah, Senator Lee just said that if it quacks, walks, has webbed feet, must be.
Yeah, with Evan McMullen, yeah, that was a pretty odd situation. And yeah, it was a clear example of if it quacks, talks, speaks, then yes, that's what it is.
It must be.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, he ran for president, you know, back in 2016.
Yeah.
As an independent. And
did he get like 1% of the vote or less than or something?
Yeah. 1% of the vote. Yeah. He didn't make it that big though. He ran as an independent, and a lot of Republicans followed him, a lot of them. And it was quite surprising. I was like, well, you know, maybe he's just another conservative that just wants to make, you know, things right, I guess. And, you know, because he's tired of the Obama administration, just like we all are. And, you know, might as well just pay attention to that. But yeah, now that I see that he's running as a Democrat against my lead, then yeah, I'm like, no, this is it. You know, I cannot handle this guy whatsoever, because he was speaking very evil words towards the Republican Party. And I'm a Republican, but I mean, the Republican Party is not perfect whatsoever. You know, neither the Democrats, because everything has changed a lot throughout the decades. And, you know, you see now the Republican Party is being perpetrated as how the Democrat Party was back in the 60s or the 50s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So things change. But then the Democrat Party has already abandoned those followers that they had for many, many years. And it's not the same.
Yeah, it's crazy because what was it last week? Muslims are the new face of white supremacy. The week before that, the Hispanics were the face of white supremacy. And before that, Candace Owens, Ben Carson, and Clarence Thomas were the face of white supremacy. I'm like, I don't think they know how to make up their mind.
Everything's white supremacy to those folks, believe me.
Right.
Yeah, you know, just because, you know, I'm a conservative, you know, I go to church, I have a family, I'm a menace to society, I guess.
You're the new face of white supremacy. Next week it'll be the Chinese or I don't know, the Koreans. Maybe they'll be the new face of white supremacy. I don't know. But the argument, the narrative that's using the weaponization of those labels, it has a source to it, kind of like the influence on Governor Cox, one of them being the National Governors Association, related to at least the COVID pandemics. When it comes to like white supremacy and labeling people, and everyone's just like, at some point people are just like, it just doesn't make any sense. Right. Muslims now be the face of white supremacy. And then before that, it's Myra Flores from Texas. She's the new face of white supremacy. The source, the external influences are really important to identify, not just the external financial influence, but the external source of the influence. And that's what I'm planning to talk about at the Red Pill, November 12th and 13th in Salt Lake City, is I call it the hidden man who changed your world. And I'm not going to tell you who it is today on the show. I'm going to unveil that at the Red Pill Expo, in November, 12th and 13th in Salt Lake City, because the external influences are so incredibly important. Just like, you know, you were talking about the Bible. You know, the Garden of Eden and the external influence, right?
Yeah.
Came inside the garden, said, hey, did God say, right? And change the meaning, and that external influence changed their entire relationships and even their destiny. Matter of fact, here we are today, right?
Right, so exactly.
I'm looking forward to unveiling this hidden man who changed your world by exploiting the National Governors Association, for example, to cause you this kind of pain in the state of Utah in the 21st century.
Yeah. So, Mark, we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. This is fantastic. I would like for you to elaborate a little bit more on where you're going to be speaking at the Red Pill Expo this November 12th. And then we will be right back, folks. And remember, this is The Nacho Show.
Nacho Graphics is a professional graphic design company that offers unlimited graphic design services to small, medium, and large businesses. we pride ourselves on providing high-quality, affordable design services that are customized to meet the specific needs of our clients. Our team of talented designers is passionate about creating unique, eye-catching designs that will help your business stand out from the competition. Whether you need a new logo or marketing materials, we will work with you to create a custom solution that fits your needs and exceeds your expectations. At Nacho Graphics, we understand that each company has different graphic design needs. That's why we offer an unlimited graphic design service that can be customized to fit the specific needs of your business. We believe that great design should be accessible to all businesses, regardless of size. So, if you're looking for a graphic design company that can provide you with high-quality custom designs at an affordable price, look no further than Nacho Graphics. Contact us today to learn more about our unlimited graphic design services and how we can help your business grow. Check out our website, www.nachographics.com, or call 801-869-0523.
As a small business owner, you know that having a website is crucial to your success. But what you may not know is that designing and developing a website can be expensive. That's where Solidify Web comes in. Solidify Web offers affordable website design and development that will produce a website that is clean and tailored to fit your business needs. Plus, we offer search engine optimization services to help you obtain top rankings for your desired search terms, driving qualified leads to your site. Creating a website for your business is one of the most important things you can do in today's economy. Your website is your storefront and first impression for many potential customers. It is crucial that you have a clean, fresh, and well-designed website that represents your business the best way possible. We can create a stunning website for you that is both easy to use and navigate and ranks high in search engines. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help you take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to the Nacho Show, and we do have here Mr. Mark Herr, which he will be speaking at the Red Pill Expo this November 12th here in Salt Lake City, and it is going to be fantastic, and everybody is invited to go. Don't forget to go to redpillexpo.com to find out more information about this fantastic event. All right, so Mark. Let's go back to this. The evil genius you never heard of who changed your world. Talk to us more about this. Is this a book that you wrote, or give us more clarification on that?
Well, I think G. Edward threw in the evil genius part, but I call it the hidden man who changed your world. I'm not going to unveil who he is here. I'll do that after. Okay. Expo next month. Right. This individual, and I'll give clues, and so we'll just see how many people actually do the research to find out who this is, right? Mm-hmm. This individual was on the executive committee of the Committee for Social Sciences, which was funded by Carnegie Foundation as well as put on by the American Historical Association. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman was one of the 11 executive members, and here's the clue. He was the only one that was not a historian. It's clue number one. This person was responsible for counseling four presidents of the United States behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. One of them in particular was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I'll give you clue number two. He sat on the National Resources Committee and authored a book called Regional Factors in National Development. And in this book outlines the infrastructure to change America. And so this man who changed your world was a counselor to four presidents. He sat on a social science committee for American Historical Association that changed our education system in America. He's mm-hmm. the only one who was not a historian on that committee. He was a member of the National Resources Committee assigned by FDR to inject this new form of government into America called regional government. He's also responsible for weaponizing the association movement that I described, the National Governors Association. For example, there's hundreds of associations, but they all have influence on some member of your government, whether it's your school board and the National School Board Association and the Utah School Board Association, whether it's the National Education Association or the American School Superintendents Association. I could just go on and on, Nacho. This hidden man who changed your world weaponized the association movement to groom our elected, appointed, and employed governing to adopt this regional government infrastructure across the United States. And now in 2022, there's 97,000 plus regional governments in the United States. This hidden man who changed your world is also responsible for bringing bureaucratic management or administrative management straight into your local government through your state legislature via the federal government in 1946 through the Administrative Procedures Act. This man who changed our world, he literally was like a genius. And I think that's probably why G. Edward refers to him as the evil genius. It's because I don't consider him the evil genius personally. I consider him the person who is like, you know, that system of government that Nacho likes, it's really outdated and it's 19th century. And it's just a bunch of white males who created a white system to advance their white supremacy through Muslims, through Hispanics, and through the Black community, right?
Yeah.
And so it's more about this guy's thinking in the early 20th century. How do we change America for his greater good? And that doesn't necessarily include you or me, Nacho, and your audience. It's for his greater good defined by him. And if we disagree with him, then we're the ignorant ones. We're the unenlightened ones. We don't know any better. And I'm like, time out here, sir, Mr. Hidden Man who changed our world. The one thing, his Achilles heel, Nacho, is that he did not consider his own human nature. And that is, he loves his influence more than your my liberty. So I can't wait to unveil this hidden man who changed our world, beginning in the early 20th century up until he died, clue number three, in 1950s.
I thought that was like very recent. Wow.
No.
So this has been a plan for a long, like since a long time ago.
Absolutely. And by the way, G. Edward Griffin wrote a paper called The Chasm. And in The Chasm, he talks about the Committee of Social Sciences attached to the American Historical Association, funded by the Carnegie Foundation. So if I would encourage everyone to go find G. Edward Griffin's paper called The Chasm, so you can read and you might get a clue. You might be able to grab, it's like a treasure hunt, right?
Yeah.
You might get a clue and to find out who this hidden man is that changed our world. And he's not the economist, right? He's not the Fed and the fiat currency portion of this story. No, he's the political side of this story. He brings the political infrastructure so that it can use the fiat and the Fed and all that stuff against us. But they needed the infrastructure to do it. And he's the mastermind.
Wow. Dang, man. That's definitely eye-opening.
I can't wait to unveil him. This will be the first time that I've done this publicly, but it's you know, it's really cool. I ended up talking to G. Edward Griffin about my presentation and different ideas and stuff. And he sent me down this path, and I read his paper, The Chasm, and I started reading it because he was like, well, I want you to kind of think about this and that. Almost felt like I was sitting down with a professor who was my mentor, you know? Yeah. I mean, because I know a lot about this stuff, but it's always helpful to have our ideas looked at and chiseled to perfection and not just assuming that we know everything. It's really important that we present things and the feedback, right, that we can have this back and forth. Anyway, I just really appreciated that conversation with G. Edward Griffin about it. Because when I started going down the rabbit hole, reading his paper, and I saw that, I was like, I knew that this hidden man that I'd been studying was a part of that executive council. And in his paper, he said they were all historians. And when I got back on the phone with him, I was like, G. Edward, actually one out of the 11 is not a historian. And he's like, I did not know that, you know? And so we were kind of excited that we get to present this other piece of the puzzle that helps people understand why is this happening? And for us as a society, to be able to think strategically, well, how do we deal with this? What do we do about it, right? What do we do about this regional government stuff? What do we do about this bureaucratic management with the legislatures give away all their control? What do we do about the associations influencing Governor Cox? How do you handle this, right? I bring those ideas to the table.
I love it. Yeah, I definitely cannot wait until November 12th to actually hear who this guy is. I am so curious about it. And is there a book already?
If I told you, I'd be giving away the secret.
Ah, man,
right?
Okay.
I can't do that. That's why he's the hidden man. And he's going to get he's going to have his unveiling on November 12th and 13th in Salt Lake.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, this guy was so smart and definitely knew what he was doing.
Absolutely.
Because right now, what we are seeing is a lot of delusion, and it's a way to crash our way of government and our way of life. And I'm telling you, you know, like those politics that I fled away from, they're definitely chasing me around. I will keep working with you shoulder to shoulder to fight this epidemic. I mean, it's a war. I will, you know, when I became a U.S. citizen, I swore to protect the United States of America against foreign and domestic enemies. And it is definitely something that I am willing to do, you know, and something that I will keep working towards. So anyway, well, thank you so much for being here in this show. Remember, guys, the Red Pill Expo this November 12th. Go to the website redpillexpo.com to find out more information. Thank you so much, Mark. I definitely appreciate you being here with me today. It was definitely a pleasure, and I cannot wait to find out who this guy is. Seriously.
The hidden man who changed our world.
The hidden man who changed the world. Well, the evil genius.
Thank you, Nacho. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here today. And remember, this is the Nacho Show here from Ogden, Utah, and we will see you next time.